Lord. Thanks be to God. Today we continue our Lenten sermon series titled Living and Dying in Christ. We're thinking about what does it mean to be alive with Jesus? And today we're going to take a bird's eye view of our journey through this life, but through the lens of baptism. So our second scripture reading comes from 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 4 through 13. Now, there are varieties of gifts, but the same Spirit, and there are varieties of services, but the same Lord, and there are varieties of activities, but it is the same God who activates all of them in everyone. To each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. To one is given through the Spirit the utterance of wisdom, and to another the utterance of knowledge according to the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of healing by the one Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another the discernment of spirits, to another various kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. All of these are activated by one and the same Spirit, who allots to each one individually, just as the Spirit chooses. For just as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of the body, though many, are one body, so it is with Christ. For in the one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, Jews or Greeks, slaves or free, and we were all made to drink of one Spirit. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. So when I originally put this series together a few months ago, I had a plan for how I was going to do this today. Talk about life as a journey through the various meanings of baptism, with the Holy Spirit as our guide and companion. And we are going to do that. But when I actually sat down to write, I realized that thinking about our lives, baptism, and the Holy Spirit is a little more like trying to describe soup than a strict linear cause and effect kind of bullet point list. I say that because when you make good soup, everything takes on everything else's flavor. It's not just a bowl full of broth, chicken, noodles, and vegetables anymore. Chicken noodle soup means that everything has melded together and become something entirely new. So it is with baptism. You can never completely separate one part of baptism from the others, but there are several distinct things that all tie together in this one moment to become the sacrament of baptism. And by several, I mean there are at least six things going on in baptism. Six core meanings, symbols, transformations. In baptism, God claims us as God's own and seals us to show that we belong to God. We are united with Christ in his death and resurrection. We are pardoned and cleansed of our sins. We are made a new creation. We are given the gift of the Holy Spirit, and we are incorporated into the body of Christ, the church. All of that is happening all at once. But each of these transformational moments gets emphasized at different stages in our lives. And woven throughout it all is the Holy Spirit, our guide along this baptismal path. If we look closely, there is no part of our lives left untouched by the waters of baptism. When we're little, or when we're new to the faith, we focus on that first core meaning and the last. God has claimed us, and so has the church, promising to love and nurture and pray for us. As little ones, we receive more than we give, and that is right and good. We are held and carried and taught by others, just like a loving parent carries their sleeping child. As we grow and mature, we begin to fully embrace the unique person God has created us to be. We figure out what we like and what we don't, our favorite foods, sports, activities, what we're good at. We figure out what our bodies can do and what they can't. I, for example, was never made to be an Olympic athlete. Just never gonna happen. I am, however, very much built for a job that involves lots of books. That is my sweet spot. This doing stage is where we really start to emphasize the gift of the Holy Spirit, who gives and nurtures our own spiritual gifts. As we grow and change and adapt, as we survive, the Spirit comforts and guides us, providing us opportunities to use the gifts we have for the good of ourselves, our families, our communities, our churches, and the world. At the same time, though, we begin to experience the brokenness of the world. We discover early on that we can hurt one another and do harm just as easily as we can use our gifts for good. Most of us don't try to do that, but it happens anyway. So when it does, we have two options. We can look away and pretend it's fine because everybody messes up eventually, or we can own our actions and ask forgiveness from God and from those we hurt and try to do better. But when we come to God for forgiveness, when we say, I did this, I'm sorry, please help me do better, we don't have to worry that God is going to kick us out or cut us off. We come knowing in advance that we will be forgiven, that God's mercy is new every morning. We know this because in baptism we are cleansed of every sin, past, present, and future, and we are set free from the power of sin and death. Because we have already been made new and we are always in the process of being transformed, God does not see us as the worst things we've done. The fact that we are growing into the best of ourselves and the worst of ourselves at the same time is not lost on God. I think that's why the writers of Scripture go to such pains to portray both the Spirit's life-giving work in us, among us, and through us, and the reality that humans can be terrible to each other. One doesn't cancel out the other, but until the kingdom of God comes in its fullness, they exist side by side. And this is where I think the chicken soup analogy of baptism really helps us. In one action, in one moment, we proclaim that God loves us beyond all measure, claims us as God's own beloved children, and we are united with Christ by the power of the Holy Spirit. And at the same time, we proclaim that we are messy people in a messy world, and whether we are 6 weeks old or 106, we need God's forgiveness and the transforming power of the Holy Spirit so that we can live the lives to which we have been called. From this well of love, understanding, and forgiveness that we have in baptism, then God calls us to go out into the world and preach the good news to all of creation. What we have received from God, we are called to give to one another, even and especially the people we really don't want to give love, forgiveness, and understanding to. It's at the font that we learn that we are not alone on this journey. We are tied inextricably, whether we like it or not, to the whole body of Christ. And so we are responsible to one another and for one another. This is the body that carried us, taught us, learned from us, worked alongside us, celebrated and grieved with us. And when our season of doing comes to an end, this is the body that will carry us once again. Our baptismal journey takes us all the way through life, but it does not end with death. Because we are united with Christ in baptism, we are united with him in his death and in his resurrection. When we are raised with Christ in glory, then our baptism is complete. Before he became the theological powerhouse and instigator of the Protestant Reformation that we remember him as, Martin Luther was a monk. As he carried out his daily life of prayer and work, he was increasingly tormented by the idea that he could never be good enough to please God. One day, he was rereading the book of Romans when he had a blinding revelation of God's freely given grace and realized that God's blessing was not dependent on his ability to follow the rules perfectly, but solely on the love and work of God in his life. This was certainly one of the sparks that would light the fire of the Protestant Reformation. But although Luther's conversion experience changed his whole outlook on life and faith, it didn't mean that all of his doubts, struggles, anxieties, and discouragements just magically went away. He had wanted to reform the church, not found a new one, but he suddenly found himself thrust into the role of leadership for this new movement. He lived an unsettled and dangerous life, constantly debating his opponents and trying to evade those who wanted him imprisoned. Or worse. He translated the whole Bible into German while holed up in a friend's castle for his own safety. Not surprisingly, he felt a lot of fear, discouragement, and anxiety, and some days he doubted whether any of this would bear fruit. But whenever he noticed himself starting to give in to that despair, Luther would stand up, face down the devil that he believed to be tormenting him, and yell, "I am baptized." Some sources say he would write that same phrase, "I am baptized," in chalk on his desk to remind him as he worked that God had truly claimed him and that his connection to God and God's people was unbreakable. But I want us to notice something. Luther did not shout, "I was baptized." The event only happened once, but Luther knew that the effects of baptism follow us through our entire lives. So what would it look like for us to carry that phrase with us, with our everyday joys and struggles, to remind us of all that God has done, is doing, and will do in our lives? When we're afraid we're not good enough, "I am baptized" means no matter what happens, God loves and claims me. When we're afraid of being rejected again, trying to find a place to belong, "I am baptized" means no one can take away my place in the family of God. When we're trying really hard not to say that thing out loud that we know we shouldn't say, "I am baptized" means in the power of the Holy Spirit, I can exercise some self-control. When the thing comes out anyway, "I am baptized" means forgiveness is mine. I could try again tomorrow. When we are wrestling with a big choice, trying to choose this path or that one, I am baptized means the Spirit of God guides me. And wherever I go, I will use the gifts I have been given. You might remember that Forrest Gump's mama always said, life is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get. But whatever comes, today, tomorrow, this week, this year, may you find comfort in the love of God, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, all made known to us in the waters of baptism. Thanks be to God. Amen.